GE, a falchion go GE and Clark come and Luke Class Gale and a shock than a show. And me, Tom Comack, with you as usual until 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night. And as always at this time, hope you can stay with us. Indeed, coming up on tonight's programme, we'll be speaking to Stephen McCahill, the chairman of the Ardra Club, of course, who has ground Pierce Park in Ardra, was voted the Ulster Club Ground of the Year, and they picked up an award in the Ulster President's Award in Newcastle County Down on Saturday night last at the Ulster President Martin McAvaney's Ulster Awards ceremony. We'll talk to Stephen McCahill, the club chairman, as I said, a little bit later in the programme. But first tonight we're going to hear from, well, the Donegal man who has masterminded the success a first ever Munster Senior Football Championship title for Clonmare Commercials, and a first ever for a Tipperary club as well. Of course, that is none other than Charlie McKeever, of former Clonmany player and indeed former Finn Harps manager as well. And Charlie's getting his Clonmel Commercials back at training tonight, would you believe it, after winning that historic first. But earlier this evening, I spoke to the Clonmany man. Well, Charlie, have you come down from a cloud nine yet since Sunday evening?
Indeed so, Tom. I'll tell you, easy taking a man of my age down from cloud nine. I think a bit harder to take the rest of them down. I suppose they're up where they should be, and rightly so. I mean, we said to them to go and celebrate long and hard. It won't happen again. It's their first Munster title, and enjoy it while it's there, and get back on the horse tonight now, Tom. We're back at training at 8 o'clock, so as I say, let them celebrate. They're near the end of it now, and hopefully kick on from there.
And tell me, has it really sunk in yet, you know, that you are Munster Football Club champions?
Probably hasn't, Tom, to be quite honest. It hasn't. I've been busy enough myself, I suppose, with other things, and the players have been busy celebrating, so I don't think so. And as you know, Tom, they're such a young group of players that I don't know if it'll sink in for long enough, because to them, that's what they do. They just seem to be a winning team. They've been winning titles at underage and all the way up through tips, so I don't think they found this one any different. But for the older fellas, and certainly for the people in the club that have played in finals before, they've been in five finals, they were very emotional about it, because obviously it's what they tried to do and didn't.
Yeah, and first ever Tipperary team.
That's right, Tom. Yeah, it's strange to think so. Yeah, I wouldn't be in the history books now down here that much as the people that are in the town. But yeah, first ever in Tipperary. I think they've been in a number of finals. I think Feathered were in a couple, while Rovers in a couple, and as I say, Commercials in four or five before them, but all fell at the final hurdle. And the one thing I'd say, I suppose Nemo's record has been exceptional. I think they've won 18 county titles, and they won 15 Munster titles out of those 18. So they've been good when they got to the finals.
Yeah, and I suppose if you are going to win a game, and to win a big game, and to win a final, I know it might be heart-stopping in the end, but there's no better way than you did last Sunday evening.
Well, I suppose three things on that, Tom. Beat the most decorated team in Munster. Beat them playing football, because it was an exceptional game of football in very trying conditions. And beat them with a goal in the last minute. It doesn't get any better. You couldn't script it any better. But I suppose as much as it's difficult to take, we did make the point that if we were still in there down the stretch, we would have a great chance. Mm. We just felt that the legs would show us through. And I know in the end, certainly it was a direct ball, and it was an expertly taken goal, but we always feel that we're in a chance, Tom. We've been like that all year. We've come back from the dead a couple of times, so this isn't the first time.
And I was listening to the commentary on the game, and just to remind maybe those that weren't, you stuck with them all the way, and you were 5 points at half, 5 points each at half time, and it was dip and tuck in the second half. I think you went ahead, and then towards the end they went two up for the first time. And I know, and no disrespect to Tipperary or the weaker counties, but you always think when the big ones hit the front near the end, you know, that's it. But, you know, then that dramatic finish.
Yeah, it was like that, Tom. I suppose we were touch and go. We were a point. There was no more than a point in it all the way through, and then we stretched a two-point lead and missed a couple of frees, to be fair, to put us out maybe to a reasonable lead. We were playing with the wind a little bit, whatever was there in the second half. But in fairness to, I suppose, to Nemo, they have what they have, the likes of Niblock and O'Shea and Kerrigan. They came back at us and got themselves 2 points ahead. But, I mean, you can't say it's luck, I suppose, or anything else, because we've been there, as I say, a number of times this year, and even in 2011 when Tipperary Tipperary beat Dublin in the minor final. It took Coleman Kennedy, one of our players who's in America at the minute, to get that wonder goal in the last couple of minutes. And Michael Quinlivan, who got it on Sunday, is the only player in the field, Tom, that could score that goal. But he is an exceptional talent, and I suppose when you've got an exceptional talent like that at 14, you always have a chance.
Yeah, and it wasn't a clear-cut chance, because he the ball was lofted into a crowded goal mouth. Naturally enough, Nemo were back in numbers, and I don't know how he squeezed it in.
Well, he jumped up through three, palmed it down to himself, picked it up, went to his left side, which is his weaker side, took one hop, and actually stuck it with his left foot off the instep. A real soccer kind of finish, a real cool finish, and only a man that has his ability could have done it. And as I say, he had his homework done. He knew that that the way the keeper worked, that he was good up high, but maybe not as good down low, and all that came into it. But it was a real smart finish. But along with that, I suppose, Tom, with the minute that was left after that, how we played and closed them down and turned them over again was pivotal as well, because, as you know, in most matches like that, a referee might look for the equaliser, but we didn't give them that opportunity.
Yeah, it was a fantastic fin. Michael Quinlivan is a fantastic footballer, isn't he?
He is. He's probably our Michael Murphy, I suppose. He's got that sort of ability as a 14 who can play in the middle as well. And, you know, he's still only 21, so there's an opportunity for him to kick on. He's probably going to be in the Munster squad for this weekend, I think, for the Interprovincial. So, you know, he's a young fella going places if he keeps his head and keeps it going. And he's an exceptionally talented player, but an exceptionally intelligent player, which is a very important thing to have at that level. And he's one of a number. I mean, we have a lot of young players, but I suppose he is the focal point at the minute.
And he's already an All-Ireland minor winner. He was a member of that Tipperary team, wasn't he?
He was indeed. Oh, he was. He would have set up the goal for young Kennedy, and he would have been a member of the 21 team that lost narrowly to Tyrone last year. So he's around. You know, he's been around a while.
And tell me, what has been the reaction throughout Tipperary and indeed throughout Munster and generally to the win?
Well, we've had a lot of goodwill, absolutely. A lot of people from neutral counties. And I suppose for the smaller counties, it's a great result because they would see it as something that they could follow, Tom. And I suppose we're in Tipperary is a very small group of people, the football fraternity, but they're very tight and very packed, and they all look after each other. So we had great support from the wider regions of the county, never mind the town on Sunday. And look, it's a feel-good factor for Tipperary in a sense that we're trying to break down the barriers that are there. And I think we're breaking them one by one. I suppose it's a first, and we hope that it's a first of many for not just for commercials, but even for the other clubs in Tipperary that are hot on our heels.
And tell me, in terms of Tipperary and your club championship, like what would be the competition like? Like what was your campaign like this year?
Campaign was well drawn out, Tom, I suppose, because of the two minor teams being heading for two All-Ireland finals. Stiffest competition is always around our own town of Clonmel. My Rovers will be a very well-known team with a similar age profile to our own. A lot of minors in the last number of years have come from there. And then you've Loughmore Castellini, who won the double last year. They would have won the hurling and football with all the McGraths playing, and you know, quite an absolutely outstanding country team. So they would be the three big clubs in Tipperary that would fight it out. And we, you know, I suppose this year in the championship we've been fortunate enough that we knocked Loughmore out in the quarter final, so we took out the reigning champions of the quarter final and came back at Moy Rovers in the final and won by 2 points. So it hasn't been an easy campaign, but it's been a very worthwhile campaign when you know that you've beaten the best.
And tell me about this team. You see, it's a very young team. Have they been together long?
Well, I suppose the core of a group that we brought up from 12, Tom, I've had this group from 12 years of age, and other people on the management team have had the groups behind them for 2 years at a time. We've won the last three 21s, the last five minors, and the last six 16s, so we're going for six minors in the next couple of weeks. So there's a conveyor belt, I suppose, of young lads coming through, and each of them are contributing to this team, maybe one or two at a time. And I suppose they've been brought up in a style of play that we've produced probably for the last 6 or 7 years, and hopefully we can continue that. But as I say, you know, there were the basis of the 2011 winning minor All-Ireland team. There were seven of them on that team on the pitch at the end of the game. So as I say, there's plenty of experience there, even though they're still only in their early 20s.
So obviously you have quite a few Tipperary panelists, have you, and senior players?
Well, we do. We had last year, I think we had somewhere between 14 players, probably between senior 21 and minor. So, training at times can be, you're taking the other players that are there. We have a squad of 32, so the other 16 or 17, we'd have spent the year trying to get them up to the same levels as the county boys in terms of fitness, and, thankfully that's worked out for us. Mm.
And, of course, Clonmel is a football town, I suppose, in a hurling county, is it?
Well, it's a bit like Letterkenny, I suppose, Tom, where, on any given time, soccer could be very strong and rugby can be strong and Gaelic football can be strong. I mean, hurling can be what it is. It might be a little bit behind them, but our sister club, St. Mary's, won their first ever county minor hurling title this year at A level. So there's a young fella there, Jack Kennedy, son of John, who is going for an unbelievable situation at the minute. He holds county minor hurling at the minute. He's in the county minor football final. He's won a 21 county this year, a senior county championship this year, and a Munster senior county championship this year. Mm. So the young fella, these young fellas, they don't know when they're beaten, and I don't think they understand what they're doing in terms of medals.
And I'm sure you said it meant a lot to some of the older people and some of the people, obviously, that have been around that club a long time. I'm sure some of them have good yarns and good stories to tell as well.
Oh, that's right. I mean, we got a message there from the man that captained Commercials in 1944. And that man is in his 90s, so he got a good luck message from him, and we've an awful lot. As I said, those that played in the five teams that were beaten in the finals would have really enjoyed this outing, because, as I say, they've waited a long time to get this one, and I suppose they look at it and they can't understand why all these young lads, that they're so young to be winning it, because they've spent their time trying to win it over the years. And as you say, every club has that, but it's especially endearing to them.
Mm. And tell me, What does this do for Tipperary football as a whole? Because, everybody observing Tipperary watches great success at minor and under 21 and all that, and yet to make the big breakthrough at senior level.
Yeah, I suppose, Tom, the way I look at it is that, look, we've been there or thereabouts at the underage levels, as you rightly say, been contesting the minor finals in Munster and in All-Irelands indeed. I think we've brought ourselves up to the level of the Cork and Kerrys at that age level, but it's the senior level that the breakthrough has to happen. And, I think this is the first senior breakthrough, and it is a senior breakthrough. And for it to happen, it's happening ahead of time, no doubt about that. I think we didn't expect to be where we're at. We think in development terms we might be a couple of years off it, but look, we found ourselves there now, and it's I suppose up to us now, Tom, to keep the foot on the pedal and maybe make ourselves a Munster team rather than a Tipperary team for the next number of years.
Yeah, and no resting on the laurels. You're back training tonight. You're back in action in what, 2 weeks?
We're back in action Saturday week, and a very difficult assignment to go over to London and play Tyrconnell Gaels in the quarter final. We're back training tonight, and obviously trying to clear the heads and get everybody back on song. But it's a slippery match to be looking forward to in a 2 weeks' time in London, and it would be criminal to have gone through the Munster Championship and not be able to represent Munster properly over there. So we've got to keep our eye on the ball in London and make sure that we do things properly, Tom.
I know all of Donegal was for Clonmel Commercials last Sunday. They'll be probably a bit divided on Saturday week.
They will indeed, Tom, I suppose. But look, we'll have hopefully support from other areas of the country and indeed, I suppose, those from Tipperary that are over there in London. But look, we're looking forward to it. It's a nice bonus to get, but as the man says, it's a two-sided coin, isn't it? There's a sharp side to that which we hopefully try and avoid.
And tell me, you've experienced many highs in various sports, winning FAI Cup medals and all that, and good days at all sports, at all levels, at the highest level. How does last Sunday compare?
Tom, you've been very good to me. You haven't included all the lows and the very lows, and I suppose we had good success with the minors during the summer, but never got over the line, I suppose. And it was nice to bury maybe Croke Park, the last day in Croke Park on All Ireland final day for a number of us that were involved. It was nice to put that to bed, because at times you feel that you can bring teams to a certain level, and sometimes the wheels come off. But thankfully, this weekend it didn't happen. But for me, Tom, yes, it's certainly the high point, I'd say, simply because I've had this group, so many of them, I'd say probably about 10 of the starting 15 have been with me since the age of 12, and my own son included is on the panel. So it's a local thing, I suppose, more than a county thing, and I think you get far more out of a local setup when you put your time into it, along with many other coaches that have put it into it in Clonmel. So, you know, that makes it extra special, Tom, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what, your son is Cahal, he's a member of the squad, is he?
He is, yeah, he's a member of the squad. He's one of the lads from the squad. And look, sure, I mean, you know, we've been brought up to look after young fellas, I suppose. I go back to my time in Falkara when I went to school there, and how, you know, we were looked after, I suppose. We were especially looked after, as I said before, by Father Sean Gallagher and Father Michael Sweeney, who anybody that knows them would know the amount of young fellas went through their hands. But, I mean, they were special people, and they showed a lot of the young lads that were in school at that stage how things should be done, and, you know, how people should, young fellas should be brought through for teams. And I think hopefully some of that has rubbed off, and over the years it's been a joy to be able to look at young fellas and develop them. So it makes it special when you've had them for that length of time, Tom.
Yeah, certainly. And you mentioned the All-Ireland final there, the minor final against Kerry. I was watching you that day, and my heart went out to you on the football field, watching you from outside the wire. But on reflection on that, you know, when we talk about it, and we talked about it beforehand, and you were really up for it. But the reality is, Charlie, you know, having so many of the players playing in an All-Ireland hurling final 70 years earlier, it was never on.
Well, you know, Tom, I just, it's one that I don't agree with, funny enough, and I know you're saying that, but I said to you at the time, the way they trained on the Friday night before the Sunday, I mean, everything was right. They were in the right frame of mind, no matter what anybody said. I just think on the day, either the occasion, I haven't really come to the bottom of it, and given the fact, I mean, to be fair to Kerry, they played very well, but, I mean, they played well because they were allowed to play that well. But in saying that, hats off to Jack O'Connor, he did an exceptional job with an exceptional group of players. But I don't think it's the tiredness, Tom. I think that we just left it in the dressing room, and there'll be regrets there from a lot of our boys. But in fairness to them, you know, they saw their campaign as being a very successful one, because they played every single match that could have been played last year at minor level, and even that experience will be good for them going forward, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Charlie, it's great to hear from you, and really heartiest of congratulations again.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks a million. Thank you very much.
Gee, agus Falter Rash, Gee and Clark, come a look, class girl, and a shot on the shoulder. Me, Tom Cormack, with you as always on a Wednesday night, and we'll be here until 9 o'clock. And well, coming up shortly, we're joined by Stephen McCahill, the chairman of the Ardra Club, of course, whose ground Pierce Park in Ardra won a special award, the Ulster GAA President's Award in County Down on Newcastle on a Saturday night. The Pierce Park named the Ulster Club Ground of the Year. So double success, named the Donegal Club Ground of the Year, but also the Ulster Club Ground of the Year. And we'll be talking to Stephen a little moment about that. But first of all, just our commiserations to Relton Amara Bundoran and to Fahan Vale of Derry, who lost their respective Ulster finals last weekend. Of course, Relton Amara Bundoran losing by 4-0, 7-4-1 against Lochan Island from County Down. And well, an amazing game that one, certainly. The goals obviously killed off a very good Relton Amara challenge, and much the better side, but just conceded those soft goals. And well, I don't think Fáil Vale had any real complaint. Well beaten by Monaghan champions Rock Cory. And of course, Cross Midland Rangers, that great story continues. And well, I think the record goes now to 37 finals between All Ireland, Ulster, and county finals, and just that one defeat in all those finals. So it's a marvellous record, and they just march on. Of course, they will be playing Castlebar Mitchells, the new Connacht champions, who defeated the reigning All-Ireland champions Corrifin last weekend, also in the in the Connacht final. But as I said, certainly a disappointing weekend for the teams from the Northwest here in the Ulster Club Championship, but certainly has been still a good season. Of course, the playing season drawing to a conclusion. We have of course, an inter-county challenge game on Saturday. Donegal and Derry play down in Colossal Alley here in Letterkenny at 1 o'clock. And it's an opportunity for Donegal and Derry fans to see their new look sides. Rory Gallagher has drafted in quite a number of last year's minor team into his squad for the coming season, and plans to give them quite a lot of games between now and the start of the league. And of course, Derry, under the management of Damien Barton, will have been having their first outing as well. So that game is down in the Colossal Alley grounds here in Letterkenny, 1 o'clock through wins. So it'll be interesting to see, and I'm sure the crowds will come out to see it as well. A fine facility and fine playing facilities to have down there as well. So we're all looking forward to that. And of course, there is interprovincial action as well. The football semi-finals are on Saturday, with Ulster taking on Connacht and Munster playing Leinster. The final is on Sunday in the Athletic Grounds, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and the fact that there's not one Donegal man in the football squad for whatever reason. Nobody quite knows that at the moment. Maybe we'll find that out in the next day or so. And three Donegal men in the hurling squad: Ronan McDermott, Joe Boyle of Burt, and Danny Cullen of Satanta, in that Ulster hurling squad that play Connacht down Pearse Stadium in Galway on Saturday in the interprovincial hurling semi-final. And certainly a great honour for those players there. But as I said, well, it's really a night of congratulations. Before the break there, we heard from Charlie McKeever of Clann Ely, and of course former Finn Harris manager, and the man that masterminded Clonmel Commercial's first ever Munster Championship success on Sunday. And they did it pretty in dramatic fashion, with a late goal from their full forward, Michael Quinlivan, as they defeated the reigning or the 15-time Munster champions, Nemo Rangers, by 1-7-0-9. Certainly a dramatic finish in that one. Literally the last kick of the game, a goal for Clonmel Commercials. But they're celebrating in Ardragh this week, and the great work that has been done on the development of Pearse Park and all the development around it has been awarded by, been named the top GAA club ground in the province. And certainly that's a mouthful giving, and a great honour giving the standard of facilities in Ulster. And I'm delighted to see him joined by the club chairman, Stephen McCahill. First of all, Stephen, a very good night to you, and congratulations on your great honour and your great award at the weekend.
Thanks very much, Tom. Thank you very much. It's a great achievement. We're over the moon about it. It was one of the unbelievable successes. We didn't expect to get that, because we know the tradition that it's very hard to win anything like that in Ulster, because they're particularly good at that. They're better than we are in Donegal, or even in any of the other two counties in Ulster. But Northern Ireland clubs and counties are great at that. And you know, we're the first club in this county to win that. I know Carrington have won it three times in a row, but they won the county one. I don't think they've won Ulster. So we're very, very proud. It just goes back to a tradition, Tom, of, I suppose, I started off, I remember when I started 18 years ago as treasurer in this club, Cahill McGill, the great Cahill McGill, one of the greatest footballers we ever had, bought a multi-purpose gym for us to get us off the ground. And it was...
That was advanced thinking at that time.
It was by him, yeah. And he's always been a great stalwart and great supporter of this club. And ever since that attitude has developed. And, you know, we have a great facility at Sir Gerald Gavigan and Clumba, another stalwart Clumba, whoever's been there for years trying to develop that, and you know, Martin Sweeney and so many other guys all along, and now George Doherty in the last year. So it is very appropriate that the four people up in Ulster were our long-serving secretary, Mary Kelly and Clumba Diver and QGR Gavigan and George Doherty. So Trojan work, but so did so many other people. And the facility is there now, and this is my last year chairman, and you know, I'm glad I'm going out on a very great high, and I hope the new chairman will focus maybe now more on football. All our buildings over in Ardragh now, and we're going to go into winning games from now on, Tom.
Yeah, and just to remind us again, I know we've spoke about it a couple of times this year already, coming up to the finals of Comórtas Pallán na Gaeltacht there, but just remind us what you have there now.
Well, you know, when I go back to the early days when I started, in my period in that 18 years, 14 years treasurer and four chairman, we've spent almost 1.5 million in that development. We bought the grounds and we developed the grounds. Now we have 8 dressing rooms there now. We have 2 state-of-the-art fields. We have floodlights that's been used, like even the county team are there. Some of them are there last night training. You know, there's not many other places that could do that. We have an excellent stand with up to, you know, cater for about 400 people. Our changing facilities, our changing rooms in that new building are the state of the art. They're for 4 teams, but we also another 4 dressing rooms over on the other side. We have a fantastic restaurant facility there. We have a big multi-purpose room, and we have, as you know yourself, I know it's great for you guys, we have a great press room there. And as I said, we have the Lifton on in it there, which is great as well. And really, we're over the moon with what we have there, Tom. And I think anybody who comes there remarks on it. And the Finnish, the Spec, and the guys on that came down voluntary, and the guys in the social employment scheme, and everybody else that helped it has made it. You know, it is something at a former. Officer of the county board said to me, it is finer than anywhere else in Ireland. And that was the opinion given to us by Danny Murphy and the people at County Down last Saturday night. They said they thought it was just a dream. Danny Murphy came here, he thought it was just a dream of ours 10 years ago. And he said, everybody dreams like that, but nobody delivers. You can't believe what we delivered is better than anything he ever expected.
And as you said, what, 1.2 million? That was obviously a lot of fundraising had to be done.
A lot of work over the years, but we restructured. We landed with the old Sandfield grounds. We sold that to Dukas at the time, and we were very lucky, and we sold sites down there. And we did everything over the years to make money. And then we didn't do many draws, but when we did one, it was 19 years since we did a previous draw, and we raised over £242,000 at the time, which was a massive boost. And then we got great support. And, you know, with all that done now, we're probably one of the luckiest clubs in the county. We're not really in any debt, and that's a problem for most clubs, and you know that yourself. And thank God we have managed it well over the years, and we're in a good, strong position, and we get a great local support. We are lucky, I suppose, Tom, I always say this, that we're a big GAA place. We're not influenced by other codes in the area, and that's a big plus in it. And, you know, it does give you that bit of support, and I do appreciate clubs that don't have that opportunity where they're up against it with other activities, and it makes it harder, particularly when this is all voluntary. It's when you look at the voluntary, you can be very proud, and everybody can be proud and see what we have there in our draw today.
Look at Stephen again, congratulations, and as always, lovely to hear from you. Unfortunately, the clock is about to beat us, so just to remind you again, the other local award winners was in Derry. Watty Grahams won the Derry Club of the Ground of the Year. Brookburn and Fermanagh won the Fermanagh one. And Loch McCrory in Tyrone, they're very proud of it up there as well. They won the best ground in Tyrone, best club ground, and they were also highly recommended. And Tyrone All-Ireland Under-21 football team, they also picked up a President's Award. That's about it from me from this week. Gudjian Shachtan, Johogan, on Clare, Cumann, Luke, Glasgow, Slán agus Bannacht.